If you have your Bible and want to turn with us, turn to 2 Peter chapter number 3. 2 Peter chapter number 3. The Bible says, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation." Verse number 9. "But the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but his long suffering to us, were not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." I want to start out this year with a thought on this. It ain't finished yet. Amen? It ain't finished yet. Or we might say, getting ready for the finale. Amen? Praise God. We're expecting, I want to say, a soon coming Savior. You say, "Preacher, people have been saying that for a long time." Praise God. I say, yeah, but it ain't no more truer than what it is today. As we look at the Word of God, and Peter's telling us here, he's telling us about a promise. And they ask the question, where is the promise? Now, I want you to notice, this promise is singular. It's not multiple promises, but it's a promise. I'm glad today that we have a promise in Jesus Christ the Lord. Praise God. I'm glad that we're looking for a soon coming Savior. Praise God. Ain't you? There's one promise that's made to us here, that he is coming again. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? Praise the Lord. I'm glad it's going to get better farther on. We live in the darkness and the dismalness of this world, but I'm glad there's a God that's overcome a world. I'm glad there's a Savior, praise, that's already got victory over death and the grave. The things that we fear the most, praise God, as we journey through life. Jesus Christ, our Savior, your Savior, my Savior, if you've been saved, praise God. If you've been born again, born from above, I pray you have a hope today in that Savior. And praise God, the Bible tells us that same Jesus is coming again. Praise his name. Ain't you glad for that? Now, the Bible tells us about two events here. And now the Bible says here, he said, where is the promise? They asked that question. And God said he's not slack concerning his promise. Again, that's singular. The promise of Jesus Christ coming again. Hey, praise God. Just like he said he would, he will come again. Because Jesus can't tell a fib. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because he is truth, and he's absolute truth, absolutely. You can take whatever he says and believe it. You can take it to the bank, praise God, deposit your account, because praise God, it'll stand the test. Praise the Lord. I'm glad we have a Savior like Jesus. Amen. Praise God. So we see the two events that take place. If you look at us with us in John chapter number 14, in John chapter number 14, the Bible is pretty explicit about the help that we have in Christ the Lord. Jesus told the disciples in John chapter 14, verse number 1, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Now watch this. He said, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." So we have two questions that we have to ask ourselves here. Amen. Number one, did he go? Did he go? The Bible tells us in Acts chapter number 1, if you want to look at it with us, and I want to give you scripture this morning, praise God. I ain't got nothing to say, but Jesus does. In Acts chapter number 1, praise God, the Bible teaches us that God Almighty, through Jesus Christ our Lord, he left this world, and he went to heaven, praise God, to set the right hand of the Father. The Bible says in Acts chapter number 1, verse number 19, "When he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and the cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up," where'd he go up to? Heaven. Amen. Praise God. He was taken up. Praise God. "And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white array, white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus," amen, not a different one, Praise God. Ain't you glad it's the same Jesus, the same one? Amen. This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Praise God. Just as sure as he went up, he's coming back. Amen. Praise God. You believe that today?
Amen.
Praise God. I believe that with all my heart. So we answer first question, did he go? Yes, he did. Amen. Praise God. But did he go? But did he go to prepare a place for us? Amen. Did he go to prepare a place for you? In Revelation chapter 21, the Bible says this in verse number 2. He said, I, John, saw a holy city, New Jerusalem, come down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. So we see that Jesus, praise God, he did go, praise God, and he did prepare a place. Amen. Ain't you glad that he did? He went up, praise God. He went out of here and he went to prepare a place for you and I. Praise God. And he said, if I go to prepare a place for you, amen, if I go, he said, we know he went. He said, if I prepare a place for you, we know he prepared a place for you. He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am there you may be also. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that today? We have a blessed problem. I'm glad it ain't finished yet. Praise God, because he's still a working on us. You're a work in progress. I'm a work in progress. We're getting ready to go out of here. Praise God. We're getting ready to receive a soon coming Savior. Bless his holy name. Amen. He said, preacher, what's going to take place? I want to say, listen, and let me just tell you what we believe. You said, this is not something that we don't know about, because this is what we believe. We are a pre-tribulation, pre-millennial Baptist church. Amen. We believe that. Amen. We believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. And we have that in typology all through the Old Testament. The Bible teaches us all through the Word of God, praise God, that Jesus Christ is coming again. Amen. In 1 Thessalonians. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, the Bible says in 16, it said, if the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of archangel and trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. He said, so guys, they come in the day of taking out, when God's going to come and get those that are his. Praise God. It's spiritual truth, and it's there's typology of it all through the Old Testament. Amen. Praise God. How God is taking out a people, praise God, before his judgment falls. Amen. Praise God. We see it in Enoch. Amen. Enoch walked with God, the Bible said, and was not, for God took him. Genesis chapter number 5, verse 21 through 24. That Enoch walked with God. Amen. He walked with the Lord. He trusted God. And he walked with God. One day, God said, Enoch, we're closer to my house than yours. Come on, brother. He said, there's some things that's going on that I don't want you to have to go through. Let's just go to the house. Amen. Ain't you glad it's that way? The Bible says, he'll not put more on you than you bear, but with it, he'll make a way of escape. I'm glad Jesus Christ, praise God. You say, preacher, I've been looking, I can't find that way of escape. Let me tell you the way of escape's Jesus. And Miss Jesus says so many times, when you get to having problems, you get to having doubts, just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise God, in the darkness will flee, and the light just come in. Praise God, illuminate your soul. Amen. That's what got to happen to Enoch. He got to see the portals of glory. Praise God. Got to see the Lord. And then we have old just Lot. The Bible said that he, living down there in Sodom, vexed his righteous soul from day to day, living in a wicked world. But before fire could fall on Sodom and Gomorrah, praise God, the angels of the Lord come to where Lot was. Genesis 19, 15 through 26, got a hold of old Lot, praise God, even though he was balking, didn't want to go, got a hold of him. So God said, come on, son, you're out of here. He said, we can't do nothing, praise God, you get out of here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad it's that way? Because God loves us and he cares for us. And he's going to take us out of harm's way. He's going to keep us. Praise God. We'll go through a lot of things in this world because we live in a sin cursed world. But glory, hallelujah, I'm glad one day in a little while, it'll be worth it after a while. Amen. God calls us out of here. Amen. And we see not only Enoch and Lot, but we see old Elijah. Old Elijah, praise God, was a walking with God and talk with God and a minister for God. But praise God, God took him up in a whirlwind before Israel would fall and go into captivity by the Gentile world. Praise God, God Almighty took old Elijah out in a whirlwind. Amen. Praise be to God. Yeah, preacher, how God going to take us out, praise God, any way He wants to. Amen. Because He is God, and besides Him, praise God, there is no other. The Bible tells us about Elijah in 2 Kings chapter number 2. Amen. In Revelation chapter number 4, we see John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos. And praise God, he said, he was worshiping on the Lord's day. Praise God, he was caught up. And now it's a type of the rapture, a type of going up out of here into the presence of the Lord. And God began to show to him. I'm going to tell you from Revelation chapter number 4, verse number 2, through Revelation 19, verse 1. Praise God, there is no church on the earth. Glory, hallelujah. Let me tell you what happened. Praise God. God Almighty took him up as a type of the rapture. Glory, hallelujah, into heaven. And he was rejoicing in the portals of glory. Amen. Praise God. He began to tell us about all the things, all the heartache, all the troubles that's coming along. But glory, hallelujah, God delivered him. Amen. I'm glad today we serve a delivering God. Amen. You believe that? I believe God, our God, is a delivering God. He brings us up. Praise God, He brings you up. He'll bring you out. Amen. You say, preacher, when does you see the church again? Praise God, when Jesus comes back in Revelation 19:11. Amen. Praise God, when we ride out, brother, we ride out with Him. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. So shall we ever be with the Lord. You say, well, preacher, what about this awful time of tribulation? The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 30:7 that it's the time of Jacob's troubles. It's a time when God will begin to deal with the nation of Israel. He's going to be drawing them back, calling them back. I won't tell you today what's happening in the Middle East today is none less than phenomenal. What God's doing, He's reaching out through the travesty and the trials that's going on all around this world, and He's touching Jews here and Jews there. And they'll tell you, we was over there a few years ago, they said, we're coming back, we have to come back here, we don't know why we're coming. Glory, hallelujah. Let me tell you why they're coming. Oh, God Almighty is reaching out, praise God, and He's calling His people home. Amen. Calling them out of the world. Praise God for His glory. Getting them ready. Amen. Praise God. The time of Jacob's trouble, praise God, is coming on this world. Amen. The Lord brings them out. The time the Lord bring His people under a judgment, a rod of judgment. We see Ezekiel chapter 20, 37, 38. Where God said He's going to deal with them with the rod. Praise God. He's going to judge them for their disallowing God and rejecting the Savior. Praise God. God's going to have a judgment day. Glory, hallelujah. And He's going to get the wrath of God's going to pull out on them. But God Almighty said, listen, I'm not going to subject you to wrath. The church, friends, is going to be saved from the wrath of God. We're not having to go under the wrath of God. Praise God. Listen, there's some things we'll have to go through now. We're seeing this thing begin to come to pass. He said we would. He said you would. He said I would. He said our families would. Hey, listen, I don't know about you, but I've never seen the devil fight families as hard as he is right now. If you're trying to do right, if you're trying to live right, if you're trying to act right, if you're trying to talk right, the devil wants to destroy you. You know why? Because he's a deceiver, a liar. Accuser of the brethren. Amen. He'll accuse one against the other. He'll pit one against the other. Praise God. We'll hurt and say, devil, you get out of here. That's my brother. That's my sister. That's my mama. That's my people. Praise God. That's my church. Glory, hallelujah. Devil, you get out of here and leave us alone. Amen. You say, how do you do that? Get on your knees. Say, Lord, please help my brother. Please help my sister, praise God. Please lift them up, God. Give them strength as from the throne of grace. I know that you have all power in heaven and on earth. And God, I see my loved ones. I see my family, my church family. I see them there struggling. God, just help them. Amen. He said, if we pray believing, we shall receive. Amen. You won't see God's people get on fire for God and do right, help that, and get help from the throne of grace. Just get to praying for one another. Just get to lifting each other up to the Lord. Proclaiming victory, praise God, for those around us. Amen. But God Almighty said that the church shall be saved. Amen. Saved from the wrath of, praise God, by grace. Justified by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me give you some scriptures. Look at Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. The Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Ain't you glad for that? Praise God. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse number 9. He said, they said much more then, being now justified by His blood. Now watch this. We shall be saved. What's that next word? From wrath. Praise God. Through who? Through Jesus, through Him. Amen. We're going to be saved from wrath through Jesus Christ. Praise God. I want to tell you, say, preacher, why do you say it? I want to tell you, better be on Jesus' side. Amen. As this thing unfolds before us, church, praise God. Listen, God bless your sweetheart. We need to choose Him. Amen. Just like when you was in school and you was choosing a team for kickball. You better choose the winning side or you lose. Amen. I don't know about you. I'm not much on losing. I'm pretty competitive. Amen. I'm going to choose the winning side, Brother Jeff. I'm going to be on the winning side. I'm going to choose Jesus, praise God, because He, glory, now listen, because He first chose me. Amen. Sometimes we say, you know what? I just don't know having the strength. I don't know if I'm able to do it, Pastor. I know I can't, but He can. I told you I run for a long time from the calling of the Lord Jesus Christ on my life to preach gospel. I was back where I wouldn't even give a book report. Amen. I'd just take a zero and make it up somewhere else. And praise God, I got on that riverbank down there at the plant one day, and I said, Lord Jesus, I need your help. I'm tired of running. I can't go no farther. I'm done. I'm miserable within myself. My family's miserable because of me. Lord, I need help. I'll do whatever you want me to do, but you got to help me. He said, son, that's all I want you to do is just be a vessel unto me, and I'll do the rest. Amen. Glory. Listen, children, praise God on these last days of dispensation of grace. All Jesus wants us to do is just be a vessel. Praise God. You say, well, I'm an empty vessel. Praise the Lord, He likes empty vessels because He can fill them full. Amen. He said, be not drunk with wine, words in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen. God the Spirit, praise the Lord. He said, take no thought what you say. Glory, because God, the Holy Ghost, will fill your heart and fill your mouth. Amen. You know what we do? We start saying right things then. Bless His holy name. Praise God, because we saved from wrath. Through Him, through Christ. Amen. 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1. In verse number 10, He said, and to wait for the Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us. Now watch this. Which delivered us from the wrath to come. Now I don't know about you, but that word delivered with E-D means it's past tense. Amen. Said you don't have to go through the wrath of God if you've been saved, born again. Praise God. Jesus Christ Himself has delivered you. He took the wrath of God upon Himself so that you don't have to take it. Praise God. And delivered Him unto Himself that we might be reconciled unto God. Amen. I'm His and He's mine. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? That makes all the difference today. When we're reconciled in the Lord Jesus Christ. He goes on in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse number 9. He said, for God hath not appointed. Now listen, He doesn't say we don't have an. Now the Bible says it's appointed man at once to die and after this is judgment. We got an appointment to go out of here. But He said, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. How do we escape the wrath of God? Being saved. Amen. Hey, listen, if you're not saved, if you're not born again, praise God, today would be a good day to get in. Amen. We could go out of here any minute. Today could be the day, youngins. Hey, listen, the apostles was looking for it in their time to Jesus come back. But praise God, I see all the things going around us today. I see a time when He could come at any minute. Boy, we need to be ready looking for Him, expect until He comes. Amen. I get up every morning, I look out the window and I look at them clouds, praise God, see if there's a funky one up there. One that looks a little special. Amen. Praise God. Or God, just call us up, praise God, to be with Him forever. Bless His holy name. So we see the power of God. We see the manifestation of God. Amen. We see that taken out of those troubles. In Revelation chapter number 3, the Bible's speaking to the church of Philadelphia, and that's the church of brotherly love. Amen. That's next to the last church. The last church is Laodicea, and that's at a church of apostates. Apostasy. Those that turn their back and walk away from God. We're seeing that all over this country. I told you before, 1992, they said, or 1990, they said 92% of people in America profess to be Christians. Today, at the end of 2022, they said only 52% profess to be Christians. Can you see why our country's divided in the middle? We've lost God. Amen. We forgot about Him. But the church of Philadelphia, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 10, He's because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also, when I watch this, will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon where? All the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Amen. He said He's coming a tribulation that's so devastating it's going to affect the whole earth. But God tells the church, of the true church, the church of brotherly love, praise God, He said, I'm going to keep you from that hour of temptation. He said, which shall come upon all of the world. And I know what some people say. Well, say, preacher, now, you know, this ain't really Bible, because, I kind of believe that Matthew chapter 25 said they just going to be a big old general judgment. God's going to judge the sheep and the goats, and praise God, and everything's going to be going to all take place. I'm going to tell you what He's talking about. He's not talking about, praise God, an individual judgment. He's talking about a judgment of the nations. He's writing to Matthew. He's writing to the Jew. And he said, listen, he said, all those goat nations that won't help Israel during their time of trouble, God's going to judge them. He said those sheep nations that'll stand up for the nation of Israel, God's going to judge them. Amen. They goat nations, they sheep nations, and they's the brethren. Who's the brethren? That's the Jew. That's the nation of Israel, praise God. He said those that'll stand up and help Israel in the time of trouble, amen, they're going to be found on the right hand. But those that deny and reject Israel, listen, we're living in a time of anti-Semitism like we've never seen before. But I'm telling you, praise God, we ought to stand with the nation of Israel, stand strong with them, because they are God's chosen people. And praise God, that is God's timepiece, and the clock is ticking. Amen. Praise the Lord, I'm looking for Jesus to come any day. So we see this thing playing out. He said that He would deliver them through that time of trouble. So a change of events we see, praise God, 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 through 17, we see the Lord with a shout and a trump calling out the church. Take us out of here to be with Him. Praise God, what a blessing it'd be. We see the church stand at judgment, seat of Christ. We will stand at judgment, but not because of sin, praise God, but for the works we've accomplished after we become saved. After we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we will give account for what we do, what we say, how we act, how we react, when we stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. You and I will give an account. Help me. Well, I've heard people say, well, preacher, I'm going to tell Jesus. You won't tell Jesus nothing. Amen. You'll stand there with your head bowed, just a humble praise God, probably down at His feet, and say, yes, Lord, that was me. To receive reward or loss for the life we lived after we professed to be Christians. Amen. Praise God. And then we'll see, praise God, a time of tribulation that'll come on this world like the world ain't ever seen. The Bible tells Matthew chapter 24 and verse 22, a time of great tribulation. We'll see tribulation begin, praise God, on earth for 7 years, praise the Lord. We'll see a time of 3.5 years when there'll be a false peace. And then we'll see 3.5 years of hell on earth. A tribulation like the world has never known. You say, preacher, it's pretty bad now. We ain't seen nothing yet. See, they got this crazy. People got lost their mind. They think, well, if we could just get rid of all the guns, everything would be okay. No, you'd have to get rid of all the people that use them. Amen. My brother has statistics. He said last year in 2022 or 2021, he said it was 83.2 million hunters in the United States that use guns all the time, and not one of them committed any mass shootings. Amen. It's sin that causes that. You can take away the guns and they do like he did last night, and in New York they'll use a machete, because sin, this world is sin ridden. Sin is everywhere. And we think it's bad now. Praise God, we ain't seen nothing yet. When Jesus Christ calls the church out, praise God, and the Lord is just, and the world is just turned over to corruption and godlessness, it'll hit like a hammer. Amen. We need to be ready. Suffering. Amen. We'll see the saints at the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. We'll see the marriage supper of the Lamb, Revelation 19:7-9. Amen. Praise God, what a day that'll be. Glory, hallelujah. Won't that be something when he consummates the marriage between the bride of Christ, praise God, the church, and himself, calls us unto himself, praise God, judges us and sees that, gets rid of all those flaws and those imperfections in us, and we stand before him perfect and pure, robed in the righteousness of Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen. What a wonderful day that'll be, a glorious day. Amen. Praise God. He said, then we'll have the marriage supper. Praise God. And then the Bible says in Revelation 19:11 that we'll come back to earth to rule and reign with him. Amen. To rule and reign with him for 1,000 years. You say we're pre-tribulation. Yeah, but we're also pre-millennial. Amen. We believe there's going to be 1,000-year reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, just like the Bible says, and that we're going to come and rule and reign with him. He's going to sit on David, his father's throne, glory, hallelujah, and rule as King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Praise God. He'll do that today in your heart if you'll let him. Amen. He wants to have that leadership in your heart. Praise his holy name. He's coming to finish the work. You see, what got me all started in this is I began to look at this back before Christmas. And we preached on this before Christmas in Luke chapter number 1. And I got to thinking about this in Luke 1, verse 32 and 33. The Bible gives us a 7 shouts, a shout and shalls. Amen? Now, 7 is the number of completion, correct? I've taught you that. I've told you that. 7 is the number of completion. The Bible says in Luke chapter 1, verse 31, he said, behold, thou shalt conceive in the womb. Shout number 1. He said, and bring forth a son and shalt call his name Jesus. Shout number 2. Now what this is prophecy being fulfilled. This is what they said would happen, happening. Amen. So we see that she did conceive in the womb, Mary. She did bring forth a son and called his name Jesus. Number 2. He shall be great. And he was. He was one of the, they said he was the greatest prophet that ever lived. Amen. Prophecy number 3. He said, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. That's what they said. They said, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lord Jesus Christ. A magnified and lifted up prophecy number 4. Amen. Prophecy number 4. But notice he goes on. Prophecy number 5. And the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David. Prophecy number 5. That's not been fulfilled yet. Amen. David's throne was an earthly throne. He was king of Judah and Israel, praise God. Amen. Jesus hadn't been that yet, but he will be. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. And he said he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Prophecy number 6. Amen. And he said, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Prophecy number 7. See, God, this ain't finished yet. Amen. Listen, church, we're waiting for the grand finale when Jesus Christ comes back to finish what he started. The grand finale, the second coming of Jesus Christ, our Savior. It could happen any day. It will fulfill the prophecies. The first coming fulfilled 4. The last coming, the second coming, will fulfill the other 3. And Jesus Christ will become the Lord of Lords. And the King of Kings, praise God, throughout the whole universe. Amen. The second coming, the 2 events we see. Let me just lay these out here for you. First, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Titus chapter 2, verse 13. He said, in the rapture he comes, amen, for his saints. In the revelation, he comes with his saints. You see the difference? In the rapture, he comes as a thief. In the revelation, every eye shall see him. In the rapture, he comes in the air. In the revelation, he comes to the earth. Amen. Praise God. He said, in the raptures before the tribulation. But in the revelation is after the tribulation. Amen. We're pre-tribulation. We're pre-millennial because God says so. Amen. Praise God. You say, why are you telling us this, Pastor? We know this. I know we know this. But this is a brand new year in the first day, praise God, and we need to know where we stand, and we need to know what we're looking for. Amen. Amen. Listen, I ain't looking for government help. I ain't looking for a government bailout. I ain't looking for some person, some man, somebody to make it all better. Amen. I'm looking for the Lord Jesus Christ to come as my Savior. Amen. Praise God. And between there and now, I'm making Him the Lord of my heart. The Lord of my life, praise God, the most important part. Amen. As I told you before, He is my priority. There's no such thing as priorities. That's an oxymoron. You either got a priority or you don't. Jesus Christ, youngins today, should be our priority. And then He said He'd take care of everything else. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these other things, food, shelter, clothing, roof over your head. He said, all these things shall be added unto you. Whatever we have a need of this year, today, starting today, praise God, if we'll put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, a soon coming Savior. Amen. Because listen to me, and I'm done. We don't know how soon we'll need Him to intervene in our lives. Amen. We might as well let Him start today. Amen. Let Him start today. Just say, Lord, like old Isaiah did. He said, Lord, here am I. Send me. And you know, Lord did. And sometimes you may have already done that. Isaiah done that. And then after a little while, over verse 8, he said, Lord, how long? Amen. I tell them, I preach, and I'm loving on them. What am I going to do? He said, just keep on. He said, to the world with without habitation. There ain't nobody else left. But he said, Isaiah, there'll be a remnant. There'll be a remnant. You see, what we believe and what we stand upon, there's a whole lot of people don't want it. A whole lot of people don't like it. It's too restrictive on their way of living. Amen. But it's a right way. And it's because it's God's way. Amen. Amen. This thing ain't finished yet. Jesus is going to finish it up. But praise God, we can partake in it. But we need to know, listen to me and I'm done. We need to know that we are a child of God. That we've been born again. That we trust in the blood of Jesus Christ shed on Calvary. His death, burial, and His resurrection. Amen. Nobody killed Him. He laid down His life for you and for me, that through Him we might be saved. Amen. Through Him. Amen. It's not finished. He's still working. And He's working on your behalf and mine. Let me ask you a question today. Will you let Him work for you in this new year starting today? We say, you know, Lord, last year was pretty rough. A lot of obstacles. A lot of mountains that I had to traverse and try to get over. But you know what, Lord? You got me there. And You brought me to today. And Lord, I just want to bow today before You. Bring my family. I want to bring my loved ones. I want to bring myself and say, Lord, I need You to help me throughout the journey. Starting today, this first day of 2023. Amen. I want You to help me to begin looking for the second coming of my Savior. Personally, for me. Amen. A lot of times we look around at everybody else, ain't we? But what about me? What about us? What about you? We need to be looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, because He's going to finish it out, even for His glory.